The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello, this is Randy Rolfe with Family First, and you may have noticed I changed the music on the show. It's a little more contemporary, and I love it. Sounds good. Today we're going to be talking about making your home safe for toxic chemicals. And my guest today, Vince Elliott, we did have a couple of months ago, and he's just getting more and more information. He's a top researcher in this field, and I'm very excited about it because it's an area that we do have control over in our homes of the kinds of toxins and chemicals that we're exposed to. Technology has given us a great number of conveniences for our lifestyles, but those very same technologies can have a negative impact on our health and our environment. This technological impact is nowhere more evident than in our society's penchant to utilize synthetic cleaning chemicals in our commercial and residential buildings. We're trying to kill all the bugs, but guess what? Things that kill bugs can kill us too. A great deal of research and testing has gone into the development of a variety of technological solutions to this pervasive pollution from our cleaning processes. And these innovations have been grouped under the umbrella of a revolution in the way we clean our buildings, led by my guest this week, Vince Elliott. He's considered the leading expert on developing safe cleaning strategies for the home and workplace. Studies have shown a link between common cleaning agents and serious threats like asthma, allergies, immune deficiency, even heart disease and cancer. So listen in and find out how to protect your family from toxins and have a home which is truly clean and healthy. I'm going to tell you a little more about Vince. His resume goes on for actually four decades. Vince Elliott established the Chemical Free Cleaning Network in Baltimore after four decades of professional experience in developing innovative cleaning strategies. He's brought disparate technologies and strategies under one connected organization to benefit building proprietors, janitorial services, homeowners, and our ecosystem as a whole. Chemical-Free Cleaning Network strives to provide a systematic solution to man-made chemical pollution and the presence of artificial substances in our everyday life. Vince is a pioneer in this field. He's started with first one to apply performance-based contracting and cleaning measurement sciences. So can you imagine being able to measure how clean and how safe your house is? That's awesome. Vince has helped negotiate over 530 cleaning service contracts. He's a graduate in economics from Towson University and also has a Master of Health Sciences from Johns Hopkins University. He's been a university professor in management strategies and consults still in management strategies and has received numerous awards for his work. He's also author of Extreme Green Cleaning Book Digest and the ebook, A Chemical-Free Cleaning Guide for Your Home, which is available on his wonderful website. There's so much information there. So welcome today, Vince. It's great to have you back on the show.
Well, it's great to be here, Randy. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's just start quickly with your personal story. How did you get involved in focusing on clean, green cleaning?
Well, we have a limited amount of time, so let me just cut to the chase to say that after 38 years of being an advisor to corporations on how to green and clean their buildings. I was asked the question that every consultant, I guess, an advisor doesn't really want to face, and that was, now that we've accomplished everything, what's next? And I had to say, well, gosh, I'm not sure, but let me check it out. So I spent a considerable amount of time, did an international search, traveled extensively, and what I found was a bit shocking and also a bit hopeful. On one hand, I found the consequences of how we clean our buildings and our homes was devastating to our health and the environment. And on the other side, I found that there were technologies coming out of Japan and Canada and Russia and South America and the U.S. that offered real hope to overcome these deficiencies. So that background basically allowed me to have an insight into what I think will create a safer environment for ourselves, our children, and our environment. So it's really about a hands-on search for solutions.
That's wonderful, and I think it's what the most creative people do, is what is the next step? We've killed the bugs, and what are we doing to our environment? And there is part of a wonderful movement of more awareness, and you're one of the pioneers, so it's very exciting. So tell us, why is the idea of cleaning chemical-free so important?
Well, it all has to do with consequences, and as I said, the discovery of my search was a bit shocking. Now, I found, for example, here in the U.S., we dump 6 to 7 billion pounds of toxic chemicals into our environment every year, and that comes back to haunt us. On one hand, we have polluted 2/3 of all waterways and streams in the U.S. That means the available chemical-free, toxic-free drinking water is becoming less and less and less every year. You know, we have 7 million accidental poisoning each year. 75% of that is children under the age of 6. They're coming out of our homes. You know, toxic chemicals in our cleaners that we use in our home really are 3 times more likely to cause cancer than any other single source you can name. You know, women working at home, and there are lots of them, have a 54% higher death rate from cancer than those working in an office environment. Sometimes, I mean, being home is a bit dangerous. These chemicals that we use every day in our home are so powerful that we can absorb the toxicity of the chemicals within 26 seconds of use. You know, that makes home a bit dangerous.
That's a real wake-up call that women working at home, they feel like they have more control over what they're exposed to, and yet statistically they're more prone to chemical-caused cancer than someone who's in an office where they're thinking, oh, well, the cleaning people come in and use some really strong stuff, and I'm just using stuff from the supermarket. But it's not that way at all.
Not that way at all.
So we see so many ads on the TV and about keeping it clean. I grew up with, you know, Mr. Clean on the TV. So women are very proud that their homes are clean. And why are these products a health problem for our families?
Well, let me try to come and look at my own home. And this is not all that long ago, I will say. Let me talk about the sort of common products that we all seem to have. One of which is ammonia. I mean, many households have a container of ammonia that they use fairly regularly. I mean, it's got a long history of use. They're really a good way to clean toilets, remove dirt, take fingerprints off of glass. I mean, it's a popular and widely used product. But there are a few things you probably ought to know about ammonia. One is, before you open that bottle, you ought to understand that ammonium nitrate, which is a derivative of ammonia, is basically the same as the homemade explosive used in the 1994 Oklahoma City bombing. If you have a repeated use of ammonia and exposure to it, it can lead to damage to your liver, your lungs, your kidney, pulmonary emphysema, and chronic bronchitis. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful carcinogenic. You know, it has, if you inhale it, it can actually cause not only respiratory irritation, but it can cause respiratory failure. That is, you can literally collapse from breathing ammonia. And if you have asthma or any one of the respiratory sensitivities, you really got to be careful how you use it. I mean, even skin contact, if you have a sensitivity, can lead to a chemical burn. And my gosh, if you were to mix it with some other chemicals like bleach, you can create instantly World War I mustard gas. So ammonia, I get that it's powerful, but you have to be cautious with it. Some people use deodorizers and air fresheners in their home. Well, again, they work well, they smell well, they do all the wonderful stuff. Bottom line, 5 out of 6 fragrances, if you can smell it, are carcinogenic. Those things will cause liver damage and kidney damage. If you have children, they're going to affect your children as well. Now, a lot of these are basically classified as carcinogens. So they'll contain formaldehyde or naphthalene or xylene, butane gas. I mean, the list goes on and on. And you don't want to know what the chemicals are, because at the end of the day, air fresheners, they smell good, but you need to be very careful how they're constituted. Does anybody use bleach in their home? Well, I gotta believe like ammonia, it's probably a pretty popular thing to do. But the main ingredient of bleach is something called sodium hypochlorite. Now, if it contacts your skin, if you use it full strength and contact your skin, you're gonna get a skin irritate. It actually can create a poisonous chlorine gas if you mix it with something innocuous as vinegar. I mean, some people use sort of natural cleaning processes, but mix bleach with vinegar, and again, you've got a gas that's very, very toxic. You know, not that long ago, just a few years back, they did a study, and they found there were 14,640 bleach poisoning cases, along with several deaths of children under 6. You know, in that same year, there were 20,000 children under 19 who were killed with guns. I mean, it's almost as dangerous to have bleach poisoning as it is to be shot. Anybody use glass cleaners in their home? You know, maybe it comes in a blue bottle, looks pretty neat. Well, glass cleaners contain ammonia. We've talked about ammonia. That color, by the way, comes from coal tar. And coal tar is a dye. It's also a neurotoxin. That means it's going to affect your body. It's going to affect your hormonal system and your reproductive system. And breathing the particles will actually cause an asthmatic attack. Anybody use powdered cleansers and brand names? I mean, there are just many. Well, powdered cleansers contain bleach. It's a powdered form of bleach, carcinogen. Anybody use a sink, tub, or tile cleaner? Well, those cleaners contain ammonias. They can contain ethanol glycol. They contain neurotoxin, reproductive toxins. Basically, sodium hydrochloride is a carcinogen, and we clean those tubs and tiles every day. Many people do not wear rubber gloves to do that. So at the end of the day, they're at very high risk for themselves. And the products that we use in our homes are just such that our everyday products, as you say, we kill the germs, but we're also killing ourselves. You know, you might be surprised to know that the leading cause of death for children older than 5 years of age is cancer. That's in the home. And it's been medically established that 30% of those cancers are caused by the toxic chemicals in your home. So I would say if you want to know why the way you clean your home is a problem, then you simply have to look at the 63 average chemicals that we keep in our homes and look at the chemical composition, because indeed, they can have consequences that we all don't want.
Wow, that's quite a powerful list. So some of the things we think of that are everyday products, like cleaning the tile floor with a little ammonia, or using bleach on the shower stall, or in the clothes, these things can be building up terrible effects on our health. You also have talked in the past about the cleaning products and birth defects, which is so frightening for like a young married couple. What's that connection?
Well, it's interesting that you would ask. Birth defects are something that people really are not aware of, that because these products are absorbable, that is, they're absorbed through your skin and through contact, and you can breathe it. Most people aren't ingesting chemicals, but the three roots of consequences are that you breathe it, you ingest it, or you absorb it. And what's happened is that most people who are dealing with chemicals absorb them, not realizing them. One of the disturbing factors of that absorption is that it actually mutates the female egg, that is, the egg of the woman bearing the child is such that the mutation will carry. Now, you're probably aware that each newborn female does not manufacture her own eggs. They're actually inherited from the mother, which means a mutated egg will pass from one woman to the child, to the next child, to the next. Generally, that mutation will show up for about four generations before it passes, if you stop the exposure, that is, to the toxic chemicals. I mean, we don't think about our children's reproductive health. I mean, it's the furthest thing from our mind, especially when they're young, for gosh sakes.
Right.
And yet, those same children will be subject to what we absorb as chemicals. I mean, studies show, for example, that even a small amount before or after birth to chemicals like PCB, which is found in plastics everywhere, will reduces the onset of menstruation in girls by 1 year for every 15 micrograms of exposure, if you want to measure all that. You know, there's a decline in the number of male births around the world. Not that anybody's really noticed. But that's linked to the BPA found in plastics. Endocrine disruptors for chemicals are actually linked to male reproductive problems like childbirth for their children, undistended testicles, and abnormal penile development. You know, there are endocrine mimicking chemicals that decrease the onset of age for puberty for both males and females, which affects when they're actually able to have reached childbirth. You know, the typical American male today has less than 1/1000th of the number of sperm that his grandfather had at the same age. This is literally affecting generations by generations by generation.
So that's so fascinating. Vince, my dad was an infertility specialist, and he said that the chemicals in our environment were going to change his profession, and that there would never be a lack of need for infertility doctors, that there would only be a need for more, because he was seeing a reduction in the sperm counts of his patients over the 30 years he was practicing. And also the earlier and earlier onset of menstruation. And he definitely thought that it was related to the chemicals. And to find out that we have control over these chemicals that our kids are exposed to, in our homes at least, is empowering. I mean, it's frightening at first, but the idea that you have control is delightful, that you really can reduce the burden on your children and by controlling what comes into your home. And we're going to be talking about what to do instead, and also when we get back from our break right now, what the impact on the environment is of these chemicals that are so common in the home. So stay tuned.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RANDYROLFE.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're talking with Vince Elliott today about a very serious topic, about the chemicals in our home and what they're doing to our health, and we're going to talk about also what they do to the environment and also what to do instead of exposing ourselves and our children to ammonia, chlorine, and these toxic chemicals that cause damage to the liver and kidneys, because they always have to detoxify any chemicals, and heavy metals, and many are neurotoxic. And we were just talking about how they actually create birth defects, which can carry down through the generations, and you don't even know that the grandchild's born with a child with a problem because of overexposure to chemicals that are not controlled. We buy them in our drugstore or our supermarket, and we think they're everyday chemicals, but recent work of the kind that Vince has been doing over the last decades has shown that these are toxic. And we see just over the break, he was saying there's a tremendous increase in the diagnosis of autism, and it's more like, you know, 10 to 20 fold what it was 20 years ago. And it's not just because we're diagnosing more. It's because these kids are really hurting. And a significant amount of it is from the toxic chemicals that they're exposed to in their home and their school. So, Vince, I'd like you to talk a little bit about the impact on the environment of these chemicals that we have in our homes. You mentioned 6 to 7 billion pounds per year of toxic chemicals are put into the environment, and a lot of that comes from our homes, just washed down into the water system.
Yes, not only into the water system, but many of them end up in our sort of food chain, if you will. A variety of studies have actually proven that there are really severe effects from common household cleaning chemicals that end up in the food chain, and they sometimes they're indirect. I mean, insects who absorb the chemicals and then are eaten by fish that we ultimately end up eating are common. It's getting that chemical into a place where it can become part of the ecosystem. By flushing all these residential chemicals into our ecosystem, you know, we place the entire cycle of life on our planet in a condition that's not only hazardous, but potentially not even survivable. There are probably about 3.4 million tons of household hazardous waste that gets generated in the United States. I mean, that's 900 times more than the weight of the Empire State Building. Our industry manufactures 10,000 different kinds of chemicals every year. That's about 1,000 pounds of chemicals for every man, woman, and child on Earth. And the EPA has studied less than 3% of all those chemicals. They certainly don't have the budget to keep up with it. The net result is we live in a constantly contaminated environment, and every year we continue to build up that toxicity. With absorption rates, a particular study actually done in Toronto, when you ask the question, at what level are we contaminated? That is, at what level are we at risk? Well, a lot of that depends on you as a person and your composition, your body weight, and so forth and so on. However, what they have studied is the rate at which you will absorb that toxin. And the study out of Toronto said that if you look at the parts per weight, then green chemicals, and we can talk about green if you like, but green chemicals are between 5 and 15 times less toxic than traditional chemicals. That would mean at the 5% level, it's one part chemical for 20 parts something else. Well, the Toronto study said contamination happens at the parts per trillion. Parts per trillion.
My goodness, yes. Well, so it's very easy to think, well, okay, at this rate, it's just too late for us to worry about it. We have to just deal with the chemicals as they are in our environment. We're going to absorb them no matter what. So what do you say to a mother who's just so frightened by this that they just like throw up their hands and say, I'm just going to do it the way my neighbor does it, and let come what may, because the statistics can be so frightening.
Well, it's our history, and we've all, with the absolute best intentions, wanted to create a healthy environment for ourselves and our family, and those are the right intentions and those are the right goals. What we have been given or ways to do it. And, it's not a criticism of manufacturing or the chemical companies. They have served their public and their audience, and given us what we've asked for. We now, as we grow through life, learn the consequences of the choices we make. And this is one of the consequences that says, well, our last 50, 70 years or so, however you want to draw the line in the sand, have put us where we are today. But there are ways out of this. And the first of which is to recognize that there is a consequence to what we've been doing. The first step is to look at whatever is in your home and ask the question, do I need this product? There are some that you simply may not need. And then there are better alternatives. Well, let me kind of move on to what I think the alternatives are.
Yes.
You can look around for what they call green products. That is, they're stamped green, they're labeled green. They say all natural or organic. They have all these flags, none of which are accurate legally. I mean, there's no legal definition of green or organic or natural, just no legal definition. So it's up to the manufacturer. For example, if I have a bottle of water and I take the cap of the water and I make it smaller, I can claim that I have greened that product because the container is now different. And that's called greenwashing. But what do I do as a specific alternative? Well, let me give you some alternatives that I think are available in the marketplace that you can turn to that just stop all this. There's a product out there. I'm sorry?
Yes, go ahead, because we want to give solutions now that we've established how serious this problem is.
Okay. There are a series of products that let me classify them as electrolyzed water. And there are a variety of products that basically take regular tap water and they ionize it, electrolyze it, they ozonize it, and they steam it, all of which creates a powerful cleaning agent. And the beauty of that cleaning agent is, after its use, it gives up the electrical charge, and what is left to dump into the environment and in your home is regular tap water and the oxygen molecule that separates. So you can literally clean with tap water using one of these devices that will allow you to clean, to sanitize your home in a way that will make a safe, clean, and sanitary home, and basically use tap water. There are a variety of these products. One is actually produced by a company called Active Ion. You can go on the internet and find it, and they'll be happy to sell you the unit. Another would be a company like Lotus Pro, produced by Tersano. That's an interesting product, and it has a way of supercharging tap water, adding a molecule of oxygen, so you create literally a liquid ozone. I mean, the same thing that the sun does to sort of whiten your linens outside, if people still do that. Gosh, I remember doing that.
Yes.
So there are these water-based technologies that are amazing and do extraordinary work. You can use something that is kind of old, that's been used and still around, ultraviolet light. You know, UV light, the C-band specifically, actually is a disinfecting range of light. That range will actually kill bacteria, fungus, viruses. It kills everything.
In the old days, hanging our laundry out in the sun, it's one of the most powerful bleaches and disinfectants. Well, it is the most powerful bleach and disinfectant in the in our solar system. And we've gotten so much away from that because we've been relying on chemicals to clean our clothes and to even dry them with the softeners in the dryers. I understand that even they can be toxic. And then the greenwashing of companies trying to catch on to the marketing ploy of saying, oh, it's green, it's better, but not necessarily making it safer, the actual chemicals you're bringing into your home. So I'd like to ask a little bit more about how to minimize the need for cleaning chemicals, and also what would you do for your toilet or your shower or your kitchen tile, instead of getting down on your knees and breathing ammonia or spilling bleach on it?
Well, actually, there's a couple of great alternatives. The products that I've talked about in terms of activated water will not only they will do that from a spray bottle that you can hold in your hand. You can also, popular these days and advertised widely on TV, is steam vapor cleaning. Steam is water, not contaminating. You can use it to clean just about anything, and it gets in places where sometimes cloths don't reach. So I would look at the activated water alternatives, and I'd look at steam vapor as a way to do that. Some people do use the ultraviolet light, but I would look at that. By the way, there's another interesting product available, which is microfiber cloths. Now, some people don't like them because they feel funny, but they feel funny because they are so tightly manufactured and woven that one strand of microfiber is 100 times finer than a human hair. The beauty of that is it's so fine that as you wipe it across the surface of any your kitchen counter or whatever, it literally can pick up the biocontaminants off the surface with just a cloth and nothing else. So you can use tap water and do that and pick it up. You don't need to add a chemical or a soap or anything like that. Simply use the microfiber.
That's interesting. I invented for myself the way I clean my kitchen floors is with a microfiber cloth. I put it under a regular sponge mop and push it around, and the floor comes up really, really clean. I don't use anything but water, and it works beautifully. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. The microfiber is amazing, and for dusting, you don't need to spray any nasty thing on your dust cloth if you're using that microfiber.
And it is 10 times more absorbent than any rag. Whatever you have that's an old shirt or flannel, the microfiber is 10 times more absorbent. So it's really a very good way to do that. Another way to sort of clean up, and one of the things they say is that it's the indoor air environment, that is the quality of air in your home, that is a major cause of some of these things, because the chemicals you use become suspended in the air, so they land on our skin and we absorb them and we breathe them. Well, the problem is, in the studies that have been done, indoor air quality is between 5 and 100 times more toxic than outdoor air. And you know, we've all climbed on this energy bandwagon to seal up cracks and make sure there's no heat escaping in the winter. And what we've done is to seal in the toxins. You know, in the old days, when everything was creaky and loose and the wind sort of blew through the windows, we never had that problem. But today, the air exchange systems haven't been updated, and so we create an indoor toxic air environment that we all suffer from. I mean, how many people are wheezing or have breathing problems in children? Well, one solution to that is a simple one, and that is indoor plants. You know, there are a wide variety of plants that will literally absorb the toxins from the air. It's cheap. There are no chemicals involved. And it allows us to clean up our indoor air environment. And by the way, that old idea of spring cleaning, you know, one of the things I would recommend is you do that spring cleaning 4 times a year. Open the windows. Let the toxic air out.
I remember staying in Switzerland when I was a teenager, and they would come through the pension, the place we were staying, and every morning they would open all the windows just to get rid of that dead air from the night. And we have completely lost that idea in this country. Most windows don't even open. And I remember reading in the 70s, Barry Commoner, was that his name, Barry Commoner, who said that, you know, some of the modern detergents, we don't really need them. Soap works just as well. And we can use soap for a lot of things where we think we need something a lot tougher. And I like to say that you can get your energy, rather than going to the fitness center, you can actually just work your arms, you know, put a little more work, physical human work into the cleaning, rather than expecting some strong chemical to do everything for you. Does that make sense?
Well, it's perfect sense, and you're ahead of your time, and certainly they were. One thing I would add to that is that you know, people don't recognize that dust in your home really is a carcinogenic. The chemicals we're talking about, when they sort of finally settle, they settle and collect and get absorbed by the dust in your home. So when that dust gets kicked up on the carpet as you walk by, or on surfaces as you go by, you begin breathing those dust particles. So, you know, I hate to say dust more often, but dusting is a good thing. And part of that, I would add, use HEPA filter cleaners, that is HEPA filter vacuums. They're all not created equal, but a HEPA filter vacuum, that's a high density filter, will actually filter out 99.97% of all particles down to 0.03 microns. I mean, it's the size of pollen and mold and pet dander. So if you're working on cleaning up the home and doing it chemical-free, it's not about buying any kind of vacuum. Buy one with a HEPA filter that is certified as a HEPA filter, and it will do wonders for keeping that dust level down.
We're up on another break, Vince, but that does just want to say the HEPA filter is the same thing they use in computer rooms and surgical amphitheaters to keep the cleanest air, and they are available to consumers. We have HEPA filters in all our major rooms in our house, and we never get colds. We never have asthma or wheezing, and it really does make a difference, and these things are affordable. So keep listening. We'll get back to with Vince and learn some more about how to keep your house clean and healthy at the same time.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters, whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance. Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
The Total Education Network is the only network that airs shows 7 days a week on various stations. Please go to our website, www.TotalTutor.org, for more information about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide educational news and tips for parents. The Total Education Network, the talk shop for parents, teachers, and administrators. That's www.TotalTutor.org.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're talking with Vince Elliott, who's a pioneer in developing clean ways, healthy, environmentally safe ways to clean our homes. He's been in this field for four decades and has managed many, many service contracts, and now is focusing on using truly healthy and environmentally safe ways of cleaning our houses. And his company in Baltimore, Chemical-Free Cleaning Network, actually does consulting and testing to check out how well new products work as far as keeping the house not only clean but free of toxins. And so we've been describing all the toxins, and now we're talking about solutions. And you said that you had a secret you wanted to give away to help children with school test scores, increasing attendance, and reducing behavior problems. I definitely want you to share that with our listeners, Vince.
Well, it's a great pleasure. I mean, what we're finding about schools is just amazing. The environments in most schools are really, not too many people have measured them, so they just don't know. But if you have a child in school, this is particularly important. I mean, the U.S. Department of Education, they did a study. They found that 20% of the schools that they surveyed had unsatisfactory carcinogenic indoor air quality, and 25% had inadequate ventilation. It's the story we talked about in terms of your home and locking in the toxins, and they do that in school. And the chemicals they use to clean schools, by and large, are not up to date. Many of the custodians in schools do multiple jobs, and I've been in these schools and looked at their storerooms, and it's a disaster for our children. They did a study, for example, in California, and they found that formaldehyde and other carcinogens actually existed in 40% of the classrooms they went into. It was amazing. So how do you get around that? Well, there are actually some very interesting folks doing some really wonderful works. The idea of a chemical-free school is just now beginning to be felt. And so I've tapped into a couple of studies that are going on, and I've found that in each of the studies, they're doing part of the chemical-free model, but not all. And yet, those parts are very powerful. And I'll give you a few examples. There's an organization in Miami. It's sort of Florida-based, a company called PSS H2-Only Disinfection. It's a renewable cleaning advocacy company. And they went into charter schools where they have children with autism and ADD and the rest of it. And they switched from chemical-based cleaning to water-based cleaning only. They use active ion, they use microfiber cloth and steam. And in cleaning those charter schools, suddenly, after the first 8 months, the asthma rates fell from their previous level, I don't even want to tell you that, to zero.
Oh,
they weren't sending kids to the emergency rooms. They weren't sending them to the nurse's office. The attention levels were increased. That is, the disciplinary action numbers went down. Test scores in those buildings went up for math and reading. It was an amazing turnaround because chemicals are irritants. And so those children have a whole different environment to live in. We also looked at cost. You know, the cost, even in that one study, saved that school system between $72,000 and $80,000 a year while reducing their chemical usage by 99%. So the secret is you can actually save money going chemical-free, and, by the way, you can increase the test scores of your students. Is that a bargain or what?
So that might be a good way to try to sell this awareness to a school group if they know they can save money and improve test scores. Those are huge things that schools are looking at this point because they have the testing to get more funding. And they're very worried about their budgets, cutting art and music and sports when they could be just reducing their chemical load. That's very exciting.
Well, we have a company. There's a company called Elliott, and that company has a license on. Excuse me. That company actually has a license on how to measure the results of those programs. So they're actually engaged in working with people who deliver services, and then measuring whether or not those services are cost effective and health effective. So Elliott Affiliates has done a remarkable job of getting on the cutting edge of what we call a least harmful cleaning environment.
So how would someone who wanted their school to look into this, would they be contacting Elliott Affiliates, or where should they send their school, whoever's in charge school environment?
That's a great question. They can actually go one of two places. One is they can go to, well, let me make it simple. They can certainly contact me, and I will direct them. They could go to Elliott Affiliates directly, and their web address is www.ealtd.com. That's TD is in Tom David, ealtd.com. And they have great information on their measurement system. The Chemical Free Cleaning Network has lots of information and links to these manufacturers. That is, if you wanted to connect with Active Ion or Lotus Pro or any of these folks that we're talking about, and some we haven't, you can go to www.cfcn, that's Charlie Frank, Charlie Nancy, .info, I-N-F-O. And both of these sites, particularly the Chemical Free Cleaning Network, is chock full of information about the consequences we've talked about, and actually has a page write-up on each of these various technologies and why they're probably a good bet.
Oh, that's great. And there's a very amusing but also disturbing video there, too, of the cleaning industry is busy greenwashing, but not really trying to change. They'd rather stay the old brands to just stay in the home as they are. But you're focusing on the new companies that are really trying to make a difference, and that's very exciting. You mentioned that you had something that you could offer our listeners. Could you tell us about that, Vince?
Absolutely. There is an ebook that I put together, which is called Your Home, Clean, Green, and Dangerous. And you can go to the www.cfcn.info site, and you'll see the download button there. And if you go to that, you can literally download an ebook chock full of information like this. It's regularly a $9.95 book. I've taken the price barrier off of it. You can download it for nothing. And it'll give you lots of the information that we've talked about today. In addition, and I don't know how many of your listeners are in the Florida area, but February 21st, I brought together about 20 of these manufacturers that we've talked about in cooperation and with a co-sponsor of the Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And jointly, we're sponsoring a one-day expo to just educate people about what these options are and how you can use them. And manufacturers will actually bring their gizmos for you to play with. And we have some renowned speakers who will talk about the technologies and why they work. It's a one-day event. Attendance is free. And again, if you go to the www.cfcn.info site, there's a place to register if you're in the Florida area or choose to be. Just a quick side note on that. We actually have registrants from Japan, Egypt, Dubai, India. I mean, people are coming from everywhere to this expo. So I think it's going to be well worth doing. It's the first time ever we brought these technologies together in one place.
That's very exciting, and leave it to you, as a pioneer in this field, to be making that happen. Do you find that universities like Nova Southeastern University are looking into these kinds of things, Vince?
Yes and no. A great number of universities, and in fact, businesses across the board, including homeowners, are just climbing onto what I would call the green bandwagon. That is, everybody wants to be green and LEED certified and that sort of thing. Many have not yet figured out that the green movement, particularly for cleaning chemicals, is 5 to 15 times less toxic than traditional chemicals, but still toxic. So having them just realize green is good and then push them beyond green has not been rapidly happening. As usual, there are these early adopters, that is, organizations like these, like Nova Southeastern, who are innovative and creative and always cutting edge and extraordinary as an organization. And a handful of those are now, we're chatting with those to repeat this expo experience at a variety of places across the country. But, of the thousands and thousands of colleges and universities, I can probably count on one hand how many are in this movement today.
Oh, my. Because it seems like it would be many kids that are going into college now are intrigued with the what's going on with the environment and health. And you would think that that would be something that that the universities would want to offer them instead of just going to work for a chemical company, to really do something creative to find better ways to get away from the chemical burden on our health. It's a shame it seems like something kids would be fascinated to do, to work in the physical chemistry of cleaning safely.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and my attitude has simply become that if they don't know, they can't go. So part of what I try to do is to have people gain that knowledge and gain that understanding, because it's such a compelling argument that if they did know, they'd go.
And something I like to tell people often is that even though a study may say that a certain amount of a chemical isn't dangerous, you know, you just breathe the ammonia for a few minutes once a week, the cumulative effect of the synergistic effect of all these chemicals is a huge burden on the kidneys, the liver, the skin, and the immune system that protects against cancer. So it's not just one thing. It's the whole package that you want to move away from. Is that correct?
Well, that is accurate. And once it's absorbed, it doesn't go away. Once it's in your kidneys and your liver, it's going to stay. And it's, you know, those small, minute sort of build up. As I said earlier, 26 seconds and you own it. And, you know, the studies done in various parts of the world that say at what level do you have a problem, they're talking about parts per billion, parts per trillion. So
yes,
we're
coming up on the end of the show, but I want to make sure to mention again that you have books, Extreme Green Cleaning Book Digest, and the ebook that you've offered for free, Your Home Clean, Green, and Dangerous. And also go to the website where you can get those things, cfcn.info. Is that correct?
Correct.
And also EALTD.com is a place you could even send school administrators if you find that your child's in a school where the kids have trouble breathing or there's accumulation, there's not enough ventilation. You can send them to some good hard science. And thank you for doing so much in this field, Vince Elliott. I appreciate you being a guest on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Any last final tip that you'd like to say?
Well, the thing I'd like to say is there's a checklist that I would offer of things to look for in your home so that if you're having problems, there are specific things that you might want to look at. And again, the downloadable ebook will help you do that.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on Family First, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.